This is Ashtami. Yesterday was also Ashtami. And tomorrow will also be Ashtami. And the day after will also be Ashtami. It depends on the universe you live in. Yesterday was Ashtami for sannyasis and vairagis. And today is Ashtami for grihastas. This is how it was explained to me. We're discussing Rasa Panchadhyaya, chapter 29, verse 15, continuing our discussion. And here, there's a student, and there's a teacher, guru and shishya, and there's a discourse going on in the middle of the love story. Imagine there's a love story, the setting is a dance, a romantic evening, Purnima, on the banks of the Yamuna. And the hero comes, the heroine comes, the music begins, the excitement rises, hearts are fluttering, bodies are trembling, minds are full of anticipation. And then there's a pause. And the narrator, who's narrating the entire thing and revealing the entire Leela to us, says, "Wait a minute, my beloved devotees, my dear audience, readers, listeners, hearers, sit down. I want to teach you something. I want to have a class. Let's have a class." Sometimes gurus and their disciples come to meet the guru. Say, "Guruji, can you speak some Harikatha?" And he may say yes, he may say no. And if he's inspired, he'll speak. Shukadev was inspired by the question of his disciple. And the disciple was inspired by the doubts of the audience. Face is the index of the mind. The minds of many of the sages, rishis, or kings in assembly. There was some apprehension, some confusion and doubt registered in their eyes and their expressions. "What are you saying?" Because Shukadev, in verse 14 of the narrative, the Leela, the story, the drama, Act 1, the love story, Scene 2, where you're talking, you said that the gopis only thought of Krishna as their kanta, their lover, their beloved, their paramour, yet they attain liberation and freedom from the modes of nature. Without Vedic knowledge, without cultivation of tapasya and vidya. And they didn't know, they didn't have any idea that Krishna is Bhagavan, Rishikesh, Paramatma. He's beautiful, he's charming, he's sweet, romantic, he's our lover. That's all we know. "Don't you know who your husband is? He's this, he's a CEO, and he's this, he's that." "I don't know. What do you say? I don't know. I know when he comes in front of me, he's my beloved. We dance, we sing, we play, we enjoy. He never told me anything. I'm Paramatma, I'm Parameshvara, I'm the Adikarta, I'm the Super Soul, I'm the Creator, I'm the Supreme Controller." He just plays. Sometimes he shows his personality as Dear Prashant. And sometimes he shows his personality as Dear Lalit. We only know the varieties of his loving personality. We only know the taste of his intimate sweetness, nearness and sweetness. He's in our hearts and we're in his hearts. You're trying to put our lover in our minds. You're trying to make us think about him with a mental conception, with an identity, with an upadhi. We can't think. We only move from the heart. He is our prananath. We move from the heart. We speak from the heart. We glance from the heart. We love from the heart. We interact with Krishna from the heart. And you're saying, "Oh, don't you know?" "I don't know." So then Parikshit saw this doubts in the audience and he said, "Gurudev, how is it possible?" And then the narrative begins. Don't you remember? Let me give you a review. I described in the beginning of the 10th canto, I described in the 7th canto, that however one approaches Krishna, whether negative feelings or positive feelings, what's considered negative feelings in terms of human intercourse behavior, what are the negative feelings? It's telling in text 29:15, kamam krodham bhayam, kam krod bhayam, lust, desire, anger, fear. These are not intimate feelings, relaxed feelings, peaceful feelings, loving feelings. These are agitated feelings. Disturbed mind becomes lusty. Disturbed mind becomes angry. Disturbed mind becomes fearful. Kamam krodham bhayam. When one is with the beloved, they're relaxed, happy, carefree, secure, protected. No fear among lovers. No lust in true love. And no anger. And then he explains three positive emotions. And what are these three positive emotions? And he gave examples already of the negative emotions. Because the asura, the non-devotee, his viewpoint of God is negative. He limits God by his mental conception. Avajanti ma mudha. Manushyam tamashita. He's a man, he's a manush. He's not God. But we're afraid of him. It's predicted this person, this boy, the eighth son of Devaki, will kill me. I'm so much fearful. Day and night I'm fearful. Bhayam, bhayam, bhayam. But I'm thinking, I'm in samadhi. Bhayam samadhi. Krishna bhayam. Krishna samadhi. Samadhi siddhi ishvara praninidhanat. Patanjali's Yoga Sutra is telling. This is perfection. Samadhi siddhi ishvara praninidhanat. To be absorbed in the Ishvara. This is samadhi. Samadhi siddhi, the perfection of samadhi. Pratyahara, dharana, dhyan, samadhi. The last limb of the yogic ladder, the topmost excellent platform. But this demon, Kamsa attained that by fear. Samadhi. Krishna liberated him. And krodham is, who's the example of krodham? Shishupal, envy and krodham, at least they're giving that. He said, I already told you in the 7th canto that will come about Shishupal, Chediraj. Actually, you mentioned that, Chediraj. The king of Bihar, Chedi. Chedi is Bihar. Shishupal. And he was so much hateful of Krishna. Krodham, angry. Oh, this Krishna. And he insulted him and vilified him. And then Krishna beheaded him. Because this body should be used in Krishna's service. And any part, they have an expression in English. Use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. Use your head in Krishna's service or lose it. So service should be anukulyena, Krishnanu. Shilanam. Moment to moment cultivation. Dinko, ratko, day and night. Favorable, anukulya. He was not very favorable. His mind was full of anger, krodham, envy. It's very difficult to be angry and not envious, or envious and not angry. And he always used his head and his mouth to speak angry, envious words about Krishna. And Krishna said, your mouth is useless. Better you lose it. Don't use your mouth. Don't muk. It says, Ataksri Krishna namadi nabhaved graham indri. Ataksri Krishna. That sevan mukehi jivado swayameva swarat yada. In Padma Pran. the mukh, jiva mukh, this face, mukha, and tongue should be used. Seva mukhe jivado. Your tongue, jiva, should be engaged in Krishna's service, kirtanam, Krishna kirti, sankirtan, not in aparad, Krishna aparad, Vaishnava aparad, Hari aparad. This is useless. Then use it or lose it. So his mouth and face were being used wrongly, offensively, so Krishna cut his head off. And kamam, to be lusty, to be seething with intense selfish desire, with a mood of exploitation. Somehow I need it, I have to have it from you or you or somehow. Then that kamam is considered also a negative emotion. But then the gopis were said, they had kam, but we already defined that type of kam, transcendental intensity of selflessness. Transcendental selflessness, it was so intense and so absorbing and so powerful, it could only be compared to the mundane experience of the influence of Kamdev, the god of lust, material desire. But it was pure love, because their lust was very interesting lust. Their intense craving, intense drive, and their minds were burning with intense agitation, drive, and desire to please Krishna Indriya Santoshanam. To please the senses of Krishna, make the beloved happy. Me, I don't care. We described that in last class. So then, and he gave examples of all these, and he reminded Parikshit. But it was, the question was asked just to establish the peace in the minds of the listeners. The listeners must be peaceful, and they must have a continuous stream of faith. Shantiman and Shraddha Riddhi, heart. Mind must be peaceful, and there must be a continuous stream of faith in order to receive the message of Bhagavat, message of Godhead, as Prabhupada said. If the mind is agitated, there's inattentive hearing, there's vikshep, there's doubt. And then if there's a lack of faith, there's doubt. What is this? I don't believe. I can't accept. There's doubt, there's non-acceptance. The lack of faith, there's doubt arises, non-acceptance. Then you're really not there. Speaking in Bhagavatam, but you're not listening. You're there, but you can't hear. Because the first writing of the Bhagavatam that Vyasadeva did, it was the living element was missing, the Brajaras. So he wrote again and instilled the Brajaras. When editors correct the writers, if he's writing a novel, they'll say, okay, the storyline is good and the setting is good, the descriptive of the setting. But there's the characters you're portraying, there's no feelings coming out of these characters. You have to work on the feelings of exchanges in the dialogues. You know, the editor will advise, rewrite it with ingesting, or you can say injecting more feelings through your language and the dialogues and whatnot. Narada Muni told him, you're despondent, unhappy, because you wrote Vishnu Puran with Braj Leela, you wrote Skanda Puran with Braj Leela, you wrote Harivamsa Puran, you wrote so many things with Braj Leela. And now you wrote the Bhagavatam, first setting, first writing. But you're unhappy. Although you told so much Braj Leela, Ras Leela is in Vishnu Puran, a few verses, 50 or so. 25 verses. 25 verses Vishnu Puran and 50 verses Nari Bhakti, what is it? Harivamsa Puran, Rasa Leela. Here it is, 170. He went back. First he entered Samadhi in Vrindavan on the subject matter. Then in that trance of Samadhi, that heart's absorption, that mental absorption, and it has a spurti, Pravesh, he had some entrance into the divine land of Ras, Rasadham, Rasadham Vrindavan, Rasavihari Krishna, Rasaviharini Radha. Then in a language, Samadhi Bhashya, he wrote the 10th canto. So therefore, when he wrote it, it became the final writing of the Bhagavatam, because 18 Puranas were finished, which means also Bhagavatam. Then he again wrote. He put so much ras. So every rasik janas, rasik acharyas, every word is full of ras. Every pad, every padam ardam padam, every line, every word is full of ras. So we're discussing aikyam. So if you're not a rasik jan, if you're not a Vaishnav, a rasik jan or a rasik Vaishnav, then you're near ras. You're near ras. What ras is there in Brahman? Kohene. There's nothing. It's dry. Oil cakes, as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said. I was a Brahmavadi, Mahaprabhu. And I was eating the dry oil cakes. They take the mustard seed, I told you before, they put it in the steel rollers. Mustard seed. And they crush the mustard seed and get every last bit of essence of oil from those seeds. And all that's left is some dry, totally like dust pulp. A little moisture. And it's green, like army green color. Mustard oil is type of green, the kachani mustard oil, the not unrefined mustard oil, kachani, like kacha. And then it's called the expeller, the expellent from the grinding press, the oil press grinder gives the expellent. What it expels, it rejects, throws out. The oil is there, and then they sell the oil. Then this waste product. Like we also produce waste product, not much value. But this mustard oil makes this dry cake. It becomes, it kind of sticks together and then it curls up on the edges and it's army green, kind of crackly. It's called oil cake. Sesame oil cake, mustard oil cake. I know mustard oil cake. And I've seen it in Anaj Mandi. I used to buy Kachini mustard oil there when I lived in Vrindavan. Taza, I mean fresh. And in wintertime. And I would see, I watched this scene over there, what they do over there. And then they grind and I said, what is all that junk? They said, oh, I said, what do you do with that? Oh, we sell that to the cow. And they go, they mix it in with the busa, a little mustard oil in the busa. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, I was a Brahmavadi and I was eating the dry oil cakes of logic, Naya. And now you're giving me ras. So this, when the eaters of the dry oil cakes of logic, Naya and Advaita Gyan, the Mayavadis, when they translate this verse, let's say Aikya means oneness. You approach Krishna with lust or anger or fear or affection or seeing him as the one. Aikyam Saridam. He's the one. Kaivalya. You follow my thought, my line of thought. But now, what do the Rasik Janas say? Shukamuni and Vyasamuni is talking about these are bhavs that we really don't find in Braj. We don't find kamam, krodham, bhayam. We find premam. Braja prem, vatsalya prem, sneham. Sakya prem, soridam. And we find madhurya prem, aikyam. Aikyam means oneness. Oneness means man and woman. Ek atma dui deha. As they say in Hindi songs. We are one. We have two bodies and one soul. This is a Hindi idea. So aikyam means the lover and beloved become one in thought, one in desire, one in feelings, one in form. Shringar ras. Rati Keli, Rati Vilas. Aikya means this. Sridhar Swami is telling this 1200 years ago, Vishnu Chakravarti, because he's saying these are emotions that are pratikul for Braj Bhav. These are emotions which are not found in Braj and which are negative. But these, now he lists three that really, in the form that we may think, are kamam. Sneham, aikyam, saridam. If we follow the kamam, so-called kamam of the Braja gopis, become anugata of the gopis, then that's anukulya, because we're gopi anugatya. that transcendental calm, which is prema. It's like gold. A material kama or lust is iron. Sneha, so he says, these three are positive emotions because they represent Braj Bhav. This sneha means the Vatsalya Bhav of Yashoda, Maya, Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Such wonderful motherly love, parental love. And Aikya means Madhurya, Radha's love for Krishna. And Saridam, Saridam means the friendship of Subal and Sridhar. Nityam Haro Vidarato, Nityam Haro Vidarato. They always exhibit, very interesting, Nityam Haro Vidarato, Vidarato. They always exhibit these feelings. And then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says in his Tika, always means, indicates Nityam. Nityam means these pastimes are always going on. Somewhere, Shishupal is exhibiting his krodham and the kamam and like this, sort of nityam. And he's also saying, nityam haro vidatato, that anyone throughout all time, if they exhibit these feelings towards Krishna, if we approach Krishna with lust, kamam krodham bhayam sneham, kamam krodham bhayam sneham, aikyam soridam evacha, nityam haro vidarato yanti tan mayatam hite. Yanti tan mayatam hite. That if we approach Krishna, Krishna with kam or krodh or sneha, like Mother Yashoda, Vatsalya, or soridam, like Subal Sridam, Sakyabha, or aikyam. Aikyam means shringar, ras, aikyam, oneness, madhur. Then nityam haro vidarato. And this is our bhajan, then we will yanti tanmayatam. We will go to Krishna and become absorbed in that bhav and attain Krishna. Most of the Indians consider this Ahori Astami. Ahori Astami, where we worship a goddess to attain a child, bacha prapti. But we are Vaishnavas, this audience is Gaudiya Vaishnava. Bangala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bengali Vaishnavism, you generally say, Gaudiya, is a part of Bengal province, Gaudiya. We worship Radha Krishna Yugal Upasana. Radha Krishna Yugal Upasana. So we have come here to Radha Kundam Ayata. To honor Radharani, because we consider today as a second Radhastami. Bajramaina may Radhastami. Abhikartik Maina, Dusra Radhastami. The Astami hai. Radharani Avrabhavtiti Astami. Bajramaina may Shuklashtami. But suno, Shuklashtami Dinko, Bharavajay. Ye Ashtami, Krishna Paksha, Ratko Bharavajay. Because Radharani, she's Bano Nandini, Prishabhanu Maharaj Kaputri. Prishabhanu Maharaj Kaputri, Radharani. The daughter of Prishabhanu. Bano means sunlight. And she's born in midday, exalted sun. But she wants to know what Krishna experiences being born at midnight. I am born in the bright sunlight at 12 o'clock noon on Astami, Shukla Astami, the waxing moon. A couple of days from my birth is a full moon. It's a healthy time of the month, Shukla Paksha. People are healthy. They're feeling romantic from Ekadasi to Purnima. They have good digestion. They're healthy. And Krishna Paksha, everyone becomes Tora Kamjor, Tora weak. Digestion goes bad. On Amavasya, people get diarrhea many times. Too much heat in the body. Chandra is cooling. Amavasya is heating. So Radharani says, oh, my Krishnaji, he's Shamsundar. He's Shamkarang. He's born at midnight in a black night. Krishna Astami. So I want to be... I want to understand that sham. And Radharani's thinking, Radharani Chintana. Sochin. Hindi, not Sanskrit. She's thinking, oh, if I am born, because I don't understand the Sham, he's Chatur. My Sham is Chatur. He's Chalak. Chalak, Chatur. If I'm born same time, midnight, and also Krishna Paksha, and also Ashtami, then I'll get some Vigyan. Radha Rani Ki Jai. So then, Radhastami. Ram Nomi. Krishna appears in Nomi. And there's the Sringa Chaturdasi. The Sringa Bhagavan, the Sringa appears on Chaturdasi. And there's Navaratri. And there's Shiv Chaturdasi. Ratri, Shivratri, Chaturdasi. Is a Vivaha day or Janam, whatever. Vivaha Titi. So why Krishna appears in Astami? This question is a good question. And I can't answer because I have not heard from my Guru Varg. Shastra ne suno or Guru Satsang ne suno. So vichara ne. Sorry. I can make up, but I don't want to fake up. There should be Guru Vakya, Shastra Vakya. There's Shastra and Guru, Ek. So the Sub Bhakti Lob, Vaishnava Bhakti Lob, Germany say, Russia say, Switzerland say, Japan say, China say, America say, Tamil Nadu say, Mumbai say, Gujarat, Sab Jagat, all coming now, Kartik Maina. Kartik Maina is, this is Radharani's month. Bhagavad Gita telling, Mriga Shirshaham, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna's telling, Mriga Shirshaham, of months I am November, December. But Radharani, Shai Shirade. This month, this Kartik month is actually Radharani. Kartik, it's said in Goswami Granth, and also Padma Skanda Puran, is telling two names for this month. His name is Kartiki Devi. Kartiki Devi Radha. Urja. Urja means power, strength. So this is Urjeshri. We do Brat. The Vaishnavas. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas. We worship Radharani. Parama Radya Devi Radharani. Sub Bhaktalog Radharani. So Radharani Kartiki Devi Urjeshri. She's the source of all Krishna's power. Radharani, supreme powerhouse. Supreme powerhouse, Radhaji. All these bhaktas come here to worship Radharani on this Avirbhava of Radharani, on this Radhastami. That's why we're here. We don't want a baby. Bacha ne chaye. Bacha ne sannyasium, ne brahmacharya, or vanaprasthe. Bacha ne chaye. Kashifal ne chaye, kashi ne deta. Because Radharani Supreme Powerhouse, we only want, we worship Durga. Dhanam Dehi, Janam Dehi. Oh, Durga Devi, give me wealth, give me money. But we worship Radharani. Radharani, Krishna Prem Dehi. Krishna Prem Seva Dehi. Oricha Keval Ekiyacha, Oricha Nechai. Bacha Nechaye, or Dan, Lob, Puja, Pratishtha, Lob, Nechaye. Keval Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Chahiye. So sublog ekicha, ek sankalp. Sub bhaktalog ek sankalp. Radharani snan, because pele snan sankalp. This is called dampatni. Dampatni brat, huh? Ahoy astami, dampatni. Husband, wife, brat, dampatni. And they have one ek sankalp. Oh, hey, ahoy devi, ahoy devi, mere pratana, me sankalp. Please, bacha dedo. Please pucha dedo. But when we base sub bhakti log, babaji log, sannyasi log, vaishnava log, we have sankalp. Pele, brat kapele, sankalp. Sankalp, then brat, then fal. So our sankalpa is prem. Radha Krishna yugo prem chahiye. Radha Krishna yugo prem seva chahiye. Prem ek cheez, dusra cheez seva. Prem okay, prem. Prem bhakti, prem seva. Radharani charan seva, chamara seva, chandan seva, poshak seva, shringhar seva, artik seva, seva, bog seva, seva. So we take snat, all Radharani, we do puja, we offer deepam, we offer full, we offer mitai and kunkum and chaval, but so many things. But only this ek sankalpa. So bhaktalok, ek heart, ek man, ek sankalpa. So coming from all the way from Africa, coming from Africa, spending $1,000 to come on this night, on this Radhastami, we say this is our Radhastami, two Radhastamis. I can't come in Bajramina, Radhastami, Krishnastami, Radhastami. I can't come, I'm working. But now I come in Kartik, and now I worship Radharani, this Radhastami. There's two Radhastamis. And Krishna only one Janmastami. Krishna Kripa Kame Radharani Karuna Mai Radha Karuna Mai. So do Avirbhav Ek Radhastami and Dusra Radhastami Aaj Krishna Ek Janmastami Upavas Jagran Ek Din Upavas Radhastami do Bar Radhastami Upavas Paramishtadev Ishtadevi Devata Radharani. So Radhastami Upavas and Jagran all night, Radharani Kirtan, Bhajan, Chobis Ganta, Radharani, Radha, Radha. And then Radhastami, last night we observed Astami, Radhastami Titi, Radko, last night. All night long up, Bhajan, Kirtan, Karo, Bhagavad Pad. Do Jagran. Because Radharani is so much, so gentle, so saralata, so compassionate, so karuna, so kind. Bina Radha Kripa, Krishna Kripa Nehoga. So Guru is Kripa Shakti Murti. What is that Kripa Shakti? Radha. Prabhupada was without, didn't have Radha. Krishna Shakti Vine Tai Nai. Was it? Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tara Pravartan. Pravartan. Without Krishna Shakti, you can't establish Krishna consciousness, the Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti. Who is Krishna Shakti? Bolo. Radha. Sarva Shakti Mai Radha. Shaktiman Krishna Shakti Mai Radha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna Bhagavati Srimati Radha. Bhagavati Parvati Bhagavati and Bhagavan Shiva. Param Bhagavati Radha. Param Bhagavan. Purnatam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. First Canto, Chapter 3. Tina Dhyaya, 28th verse. Krishna ete chamsa kalam pusam. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna Bhagavan alaga alaga Bhagavan. But Swayam Bhagavan eki. Krishna param satyam dhimahi. So this is the most important day of the year for all of us. For two reasons. It's Radhastami and it's Kartik Maina. It says in Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, and many Puran, and Mathura Mahatmyam by Rupa Goswami, if anyone comes, I'll read. I have some translation here. This is Padma Puran. Padma Puran, Kartik Mahatmyam. Kartik, ye Kartik Maina hai. Ye glories, Mahima. This is very nice. Yata Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnur Adyanta Valava Tat Kunde Tat Dat Tat Kunde Kartikashtamyam Ashtami Tatrasnatva Hari Priya. Translation. As Sri Radha is so priya to Krishna, Yata Radha Priya Krishna, Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata. Radha is so much priya. Priyatam Priyaji Radha. Priyaji Radha Priyatam Sham. Radha Kund is Radharani. This is Radha Sakshat Radharani. Radha Kund Sakshat Radharani. Sa Bhaktalog Vishwas. Vishwas. What do you say? Vishwas, right? Faith. Faith. Shraddha. Shraddha. Vishwas. Radharani hai. This is not Pani. Pani nahi hoga. This is not a pond. It's not a lake. Not a sarovar. Gwalpakor. Gwalpakor. Okay, pokor. TK. Gwalpakor. Kusum sarovar. Sarovar. Nay. This is Sakshat Radharani. Huh? Samasthi. Up samasthi. Pura. It's telling in Kartik Mahatmya and Padma Puran, right? This is Praman, Shastra Praman. Yata Radha Priya Vishnas, Vishnas Krishna. Then Tasya Kundam Priyam Tada Sarva Gopishu Saivaika Vishnar Atyanta Valava. And one more point. This is a very important point. Soon. It says in the first part of this verse, Naro Bhakto Bhaved Vipras Tat stitasya pratoshnam. This verse is in Hari Bhakti Vilas, by the way, in English, and it's written wrongly. It has the wrong Sanskrit and the wrong translation. This verse about the glories of Radhakund. If you see, because I have Hari Bhakti Vilas in English by my godbrother. This is a very important verse, and this is another reason why we've come so far. Naro Bhakto, I'm just telling English, you can translate. Skanda Prana is telling, Narada Rishi, Kartik Mahatmyam. He's saying, listen, he's addressing Brahman. Naro, he says, hey, Vipra, suno. Suno, Vipra. Vipra, Brahman, hey. Brahman. Suno. By pleasing the living, the residents, by pleasing the Kundavasis, by pleasing the Radhakundavasis, what's the fall you get? You attain, listen to this, sti tat stitasya pratoshanam. It says, if you please the residents, Kundavasis, Radha Kundavasis, pratoshanam, toshan. If you make them happy, then what do you get? You get Hari Bhakti. Hari Bhakti Prapti. Like we say, Brahman Nekushi, Bhagavan Nekushi. So the Kundavasis, if the Brahmins are not happy, or if the residents of Radhakund, if you please them by your seva, by your behavior, by your adhar, your respect, your achar, your behavior, Vaishnava Sadachar, then you will get, by pleasing the Kundavasis, you will attain Hari Bhakti. And just as Radha is dear to Krishna, Radhakund is dear to Krishna. So we believe in, we have Shastra Vishwas. Shastra Vishwas, Guru Vishwas, Brahman Vishwas, Dham Vishwas. Everyone has full faith. I'm living 25 years in Vrindavan Dham. I became Indian citizen in 1998. Gave up my American citizenship. Go to the embassy. I give my passport. I have to give back. Only one citizenship. Ek Sakar. Said, you're crazy, man. You're pagal. You want to become Indian. Every Indian wants to go to America. America, passport chai. Paisa low. Cook paisa. I say, no, I'm MBBS allopathic doctor. Yes. Chordo. Chali sal pele, saruvesh. To worship Radharani. Yes. Only coming to worship Radharani. Name, fame, pratishtha, nam, pratishtha, paisa, chorde. Radharani. And Krishna, Radharani is so kind. Only I have only one small wealth. 1 rupee wealth. I have 1 rupee in my bank. 1 rupee Radha Bhakti. I have 1 rupee Radha Bhakti, and with 1 rupee Radha Bhakti, Radharani has given me Radha Kunvas, Kutia, Bagicha is Radha Bagicha, Tamal Briksha, Kadamba Briksha, Neem Briksha, Gulab, Juhi, Mogra, Tosi, all sub. This is Bagicha. This is Radharani Seva. Seva Kunj, the Ye Seva Kunj. Lakhs and lakhs, Braj Mays, lakhs and lakhs of Seva Kunj. Vrindavan, Ekchis, Ekabala. Everywhere, sub Seva Kunj. Rasamandal, sub. So this is very, we're both all bhakti, very, oh, Radhastami, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. But Radharani and Krishna, they like too much Ratri Leela. Ratri Leela. So as the days become shorter, generally men and women, they feel, oh, the day's getting shorter. There's less hours to do things. I have to hurry up because the sun's going to go down. I can't see. I can't function so well. And I wish the days were longer. We generally, human beings, want the days to be longer. But Radharani, these are the favorite days of her life and the favorite months of her life. Why? Because the nights are very long, very, very long. And everyone takes rest very, very early in the village in the winter time, because there's no sun and there's no electricity. So they take rest early, which means Krishna can spend more and more time with Radharani. Because the nights are long, it means the sun rises very, very late. Sometimes the sun is rising at 6, but then it's now it's 6:40, then 7, then 7:30, and it goes very late, which means Radha can spend more time with Krishna in Kunja Leela. So Radharani so much likes this time of the year, the winter time. Winter time we're cold and, oh, there's no sunshine. Radharani's saying, oh good, sun go down, sun set. Radharani's favorite time of the year is this time, Dakshinarayan, when the nights are long and the days are short. And what's Radharani's favorite day of the month? Hello? Anybody worships Radharani here? No? You've heard Radharani? Krishna Radharani? Amvas, the dark moon night. And she will go out to meet her dark lord, Shamsundara. Because it's easy to move in the darkness. When do all the thieves move in Vrindavan and UP? Amavasya. This is the chosen night for thieving. Because there's no spotlight in the sky. No visibility. So under the cover of darkness, the Abhisar for Radharani is quite effortless. Easy. She can go out. But when it's full moon time, she has to do so much decoration, which is not her type of decoration. Radharani doesn't like white things. She doesn't like white chandan on her forehead. She doesn't like, you know, white clothes and all these things. Krishna likes blue. He's blue. Usually, you like yourself, no? He likes blue. He's blue. And so Radharani wears Nilambara. And Krishna is very anuragi. He's so much anuragi for Radha. So his heart, as they say, oh, my heart bleeds for you. You know, I hear these American expressions, it's mundane love. My heart, oh, my heart's bleeding all the time. I hope so. Hope it's making blood and generating blood every moment. Otherwise, I will be living. But Krishna's heart is so much intensely thinking of Radharani's pleasure and happiness. I can do this to please Radharani. I can pick these flowers. These are this in this season. These Juhi flowers. Mogra is also there, and Juhi is also there. But now Juhi's fragrance is very strong, and Mogra's fragrance has become less. Mogra flower is there, but fragrance is less. So I'm going to make a garland specifically out of Juhi flowers. So Krishna, with this sankalpa, this meditation, he picks the Juhi flowers and he makes a beautiful mala with Juhi flowers, a little small, we have them back. Then he offers it to Radharani. Krishna makes garlands for Radharani. Krishna makes tambo for Radharani. Krishna serves Radharani and Radharani serves Krishna. So this is another. It's a nice. Oftentimes there's two Janmastamis, there's two Radhastamis, there's two Bahalastamis. So you can bathe again tonight at midnight. If last night wasn't enough fun, you can have more fun tonight. Two for the price of one. So this will continue on this verse because we started, we got our feet wet, that the commentators are explaining the words and what they mean. And Prabhupada sees this, and which is so beautiful, and in his purport to this verse, 29:15, Prabhupada says that, he said, it is the right of the guru. He says the guru has a right. He takes it from the viewpoint of the, he sees preaching, because this is preaching. As I said, there's four voices in the drama of the Ras Lila. There's a dialogue, and a discourse, a monologue, and a narrative. So now it's a discourse, it's a theological discussion with the guru and the teacher. So it's preaching, it's prachar. So Prabhupada sees this and he doesn't say anything. And many purports when Prabhupada speaks on the verses of Rasalila, he talks about the individual words, he parodies or repeats the tikas of Vishnu Chakravartipad, or he gives some interesting illumination or meaning of some of the words in his purports, which we've been observing and appreciating. And this purport, total interesting contribution. There's 81 commentaries, prominent, famous, on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and maybe 12 are most studied by Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But none of them take this particular point. Just see the contemporary, you know, contemplation and contribution of Srila Prabhupada in his presentation of his commentaries of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They're relevant, absolutely relevant. Beneficial, absolutely beneficial. And contemporary, absolutely contemporary. And they're shastric, and they're based on the actual point. So he talks about how the preacher becomes dear to Krishna just like the Braja Gopis. So Prabhupada takes a very interesting point. As you can approach Krishna by kamam, krodham, vayam, negative emotions, or you can approach Krishna by sneham, parental love, or madhurya love, aikyam bhav, sneha bhav, or sarit bhav, friendship. You can also approach Krishna by preaching. The gopis approach Krishna, they worship Krishna by kamam, transcendental lust, pure love, shuddha bhakti, shringar love, and they attain Krishna. So Prabhupada said, just as the gopis became dear and they attained Krishna, the preachers become dear, they become priya, and attain Krishna by preaching Krishna bhakti. And he gives an explanation. We wanted to discuss those two verses. That's where we left off the day before yesterday, and that's where we're leaving off today also. Strangely enough. Where do we go? Do we go anywhere? Or we went back to the beginning. We went around, hey, we're here again. Didn't we discuss this 2 days ago? Yes, we did. You remember everything we said 2 days ago? No, we didn't. Did I say anything new? I hope I did. That's his wish. Like I say to my friends who live here, I say, Vrindavan is a special movie. You're watching the movie of Vrindavan and you're cast in the movie of Vrindavan. You're in the movie and you're also watching, you're watching the movie and you're in it. It's called Brajvas. So then I say, that's the fact. So what's the response to the fact? Sit back, relax, take some aprasad and watch the movie. Don't try to direct the movie. It's already been directed. Don't try to produce the movie. It's already been produced. Don't try to object to the movie. Just go with the movie. Once you buy your ticket, you walk in the theater. They take you for a ride. Back in time, forward in time, monsters, romance, love. And you sit back, eat peanuts and watch the movie. So this is Brajvas for us as Videshis. It's an amazing movie. Technicolor widescreen, 360 degree screen.